First off, let me say that on behalf of the Winnipeg Jets organization, I would like to publicly thank Claude Noel and Perry Pern for the extreme hard work that they've done over the course of time here. Certainly a very difficult day for them. Again, appreciate all the hard work and efforts that that went forward. I met with them earlier this morning, we had a brief conversation and discussed the events, and I proceeded on and met with the players and had a lengthy meeting with them, discussed the situation, told them some of my feelings and thoughts, here we are today. I'll take your questions. Yes.
When exactly was it you made the decision you were going to let Noel and Pern go?
Well, it really wasn't one, you know, single thing. I think that, you know, over the course of a period of time here, I think there's, you know, certain levels of expectations that we had, you know, for collectively for a group of players and individually for players, and became apparent over the, you know, the last little while here that things were not trending in the right direction, and that we were going to have to do something to try and move things back into a fashion of moving forward. Hiring Paul Maurice is something that we feel very you know, good about, as far as the opportunity that we have to hire an experienced National Hockey League coach to come in here and certainly begin putting his stamp on the team and also on the evaluation process that we're all going to be going through moving forward.
How long has Maurice been on your radar for?
Well, it really wasn't. It wasn't a radar that was for a very long time. I ended up reaching out to Paul after the you know, the Tampa game, just at least to see if I was going to go in a direction like that, if he had an interest. I know that he took over Carolina at one point, you know, mid-season, and obviously did a good job. I wasn't at that point in time. It still wasn't something that I was, you know, ready to do. But last night, I went to ownership and talked to them about making the change, and met with Paul over the phone last night at quite length, and came to an agreement. And here we are today.
What did you tell your players today, Kevin?
Pardon me?
What did you tell your players today?
Well, you know, the nuts and bolts of the meeting are going to stay within, you know, the room in those regards. But, you know, generally speaking, any time that good people lose their opportunities to you know, at their job, you know, there's responsibility that has to be taken by everybody. We talked, you know, long about that. We talked about the life of being in professional sports the accountability and the levels that people are held to, you know, in those regards. And I talked that it's not always fair, and there are some realities in that, you know, each and every one of them, and certainly all of us, need to, you know, look and see how we can be better, and see where, you know, maybe we would have, you know, done some things differently and not get to this point.
Is this your decision alone?
Well, I made the decision, yes, with lots of conversation with my staff, lots of conversation, you know, obviously with ownership, but the decision was mine.
How hard a sell was it to Mark Chipman? Obviously goes back with Claude even further than you did.
Well, Mark is a very professional person when it comes to separating personal relationships and professional relationships. So, you know, from the standpoint of that, I don't know, you know, again, if it's something you'd have to ask him how tough and difficult it was. But, you know, knowing the type of person that Mark is all you do. You know, none of this was taken lightly. This decision was not, something that, again, was just wake up one morning and say, we're going to do this. It's there's long, lots of deliberation and lots of conversations. But ultimately, you know, when the request was made, Mark respected it.
What type of character or skills do you think Paul has that Claude didn't, and why didn't?
Well, I'm really not going to get into here, you know, to talk about what Claude didn't, because Claude did a lot. Like, Claude is a very, you know, special person, a very caring person, and worked extremely hard. So, you know, the fact that I'm standing here today isn't so much about what he didn't do, but Moving forward, obviously, Paul is someone that has good experience at the National Hockey League level. He's, coached a lot of different types of teams. He's had experience with both veteran players and young players and has had success, with both. He's experienced both sides of things. He's experienced success. He's experienced failure. But he's, he's battle-hardened and he's, energetic and chomping at the bit to get back into the National Hockey League. Someone with a lot of experience, will be invaluable for us as we continue to evaluate what we have here and what changes in the future might be necessary. And again, this is something that none of us take lightly. From that standpoint, we're very fortunate to have someone like Paul coming in here at this time.
How well do you know him?
Do you think your team needs a harder, tougher coach?
I don't know that it's really that you need a disciplinarian or a player's coach or a hard guy. You need someone that can get to the players, that can teach to them, that can actually get their message across and get the players to unite. They're 20 individual or 25 individual athletes. They all have different talents. They all have different abilities. They all have different ways of going about things. As a coach at the National Hockey League level, one of the talents that you have to possess is being able to unite all those different thoughts, feelings, talents, skills, and push them in the right direction. So, if that means being harder sometimes, yeah, do that. If that means sitting down with someone and spending a little more time with them, you have to do that. That's the nature of the National Hockey League right now. And there's no, I don't think there's one particular way that, you would say, well, we had this, we need to do this. Because I think coaches in their own right all try to do the spectrum of things. It's just, some are going to be, more successful at one area of it than the others.
Kevin, did Claude seem surprised considering what
he did? Well, Claude was very respectful. We had a brief conversation. We didn't carry on too long today. We agreed that we were probably going to hook up over the course of several days from now to really, get into the nuts and bolts of all those things. Certainly, for him and me, we both, obviously have some history together here now, so it was very, very difficult in those regards. He didn't, obviously he didn't question, there, that's not the time or the place. He was, a professional as he always is, and, very thankful and respectful for that.
Kevin, you're wrong. More than anyone, is it fair to say it was the effort Tuesday and last night that prompted this?
Well, it's certainly a contributing factor in the sense that, I think there's a lot of players that even singled themselves out, for different things. But, it's not just the last two games. It is the consistency factor of, and we always asked ourselves internally, be it Claude and myself whenever we chatted or whatever, why 500? Why one ahead, two, one back, two ahead, two back, and it was obviously something that we've talked about tremendously, and it's going to continue to be talked about here until we can get it going in the right direction, and will further changes have to be made over the course of time? Sure, it's just now it's trying to figure out what is going to be the best direction and for those changes moving forward.
Kevin, what was the thought process on your staff with Barry Gord and Charlie and Pascal still here? Is Paul going to add somebody?
Well, at this point in time, it's not anticipated that he is going to add somebody. This happened very quickly last night. Like, it wasn't something that we really, sat out and put hard thoughts moving forward. We agreed that, we were going to get him in here as quickly as he could to get behind the bench, get a feel for the guys, get a feel for the staff that's here. Perry Pern did an excellent job. Perry Pern is a tremendous, coach in this league, very knowledgeable. Again, he's a strong voice as well. And he, him and Claude, had very good synergy together I just felt that, moving forward to give Paul the best opportunity, as I sat back and looked at the situation, I needed to give him some, some help on the staff side of it, and I needed to give him some opportunity to really, spread what he wanted to spread with respect to philosophy and thoughts, on the team moving forward.
Did he have a say in that then?
Well, we had a conversation about it, but ultimately, it was my decision, and ultimately, if he had strong objections, we would have, went through it. But, again, I think in a perfect world, if you're doing this during the summer when everything's all out in the open, things are a little bit, slower in the sense that you can have these conversations. And this was, again, last night making these decisions. Ultimately, that was the decision that we came to.
Does Paul get complete control over the roster immediately, or does he get a little help, i.e. like where Buffalo plays, who dresses, who sits?
Well, Paul's had the unique ability of being in the media and paying close attention to a lot of the Canadian teams. So I think that in our conversations, he was very in tune with our team. Obviously, from an arm's length situation, I know that he's going to have some extensive meetings tomorrow with the coaches. He's reached out to them and talked to them and got their opinions. On some different things. There are some limitations on the injury side of things right now that could play into some different things. But he's going to be allowed to coach. Those are things that him and I will sit down and have some candid conversations about each and every player. Again, we've had some conversations briefly about some of the players, but not nearly as in depth as we need to moving forward.
What's the message to the players that if this doesn't change,
they're
next on the firing line?
It's hard to say, the next type thing. Again, I'm not here to make any promises on something will happen in X amount of time. Obviously it does send a message that, this is an evaluation situation as well, too. And, we believe that we are underachieving. Now, it's up to the players in some respects to, show what they're all about, but at the end of the day, we have to take a hard, long look at what other steps there are maybe to move forward. And it's a difficult league to just say go make a trade, and what you're going to get back is going to push the needle forward for you. You have to be very cognizant of that, because when you do trade assets, those assets are now gone. Be it young assets, be it older assets. Whatever level of player, you have to know what you're giving up, and you have to know that the assets that you're getting back are going to push you in a direction, whatever direction that is, whether it's older players or younger players. Those are things that you'll have to make decisions based on the philosophy of the team moving forward.
When does Paul get in?
He's flying in here this evening, sometime later this evening.
Done a fair bit of retooling up this roster. What is all this about the job you've done?
Well, I think my job is still a work in progress. Certainly for me, it wasn't a good day to be able to have to sit across tell Claude that we're doing this. I have liked to have been able to have some pieces that maybe clicked a little bit better for him right now? Absolutely. But, there are some realities of our roster. There's some realities that we faced when we took the roster over. We have made some changes. Again, as we continue to move forward, there will be more changes through different ways, shapes. But again, there's only so much that you can do at certain periods of time. And we see two young players in our lineup right now that, were our first and second first-round picks in franchise history, and they're in and making, contributions. If there were not roster spots available, filled by maybe more veteran players for those kind of players, they wouldn't have had those spots. But they earn those spots as young players. They've grown. And I think that, for us to continue to get better, we're going to have to find more players like that continue to push. We need to have a push from St. John's. We need to get younger players in our system that push the NHL roster, that, when there is, stagnancy or something not working right, that, you can say, we're going to give this one a shot. We're signing some younger players that we drafted, and they'll be turning pro, this summer. But again, that process does take time, and we're excited about some of those, those kids. But they're not making impacts in the National Hockey League yet, and that's ultimately, you know, what we want to do is move forward at the National League level.
So would you say you did everything you could to help Bolt succeed?
You know, if I'm being honest, I would say no, because, you know, there's always, you know, certainly for me, I've sat back, you know, over the course of 24 hours or whatever, and then sit there and say, can I do something else? What else can I do? But what I have to be cognizant of is that I don't do something that pushes the franchise backwards, you know, from an asset standpoint. And, you know, again, this is not without responsibility on my side here, too. I ultimately made the call, and I understand that. You know, and again, I don't take that lightly. And, you know, it's, I believe having Paul, you know, coaching our group moving forward is going to help push us. I mean, us as our management staff as well, because there's going to be some outside eyes coming in and critically evaluating this roster. And you know, that's going to help us to make informed decisions moving forward.
I mean, how much influence did the fans' reaction after the two home games this week have on your thinking?
Well, you know, it's not so much a reactionary thing, other than I feel for the fans. You know, I would love, and again, and I've said this before, and I'd love this to happen quicker for them. And you know, some of the decisions that you make, you know, happen or you know, maybe help change move quicker, and some obviously take some time. But you know, the passion that's exuded by our fans here is tremendous, and we have a responsibility to them to continue to try and do everything we can, you know, to move forward. And you know, I understand when they're not happy, and they have the right to be. They're the ones that ultimately we have to entertain, and we have to you know, be held accountable to. But to say that you know, when they're cheering us or when they're booing us, it makes me do one thing or another. No. But you know what, it is something that you feel and you feel for them.
Do you have any past ties or knowledge of Paul?
No, I don't have any past ties. I do have some knowledge, you know, from, you know, obviously the hockey business isn't that big of a world when it comes to that. You know, we have some mutual acquaintances in the, you know, in the hockey world that, you know, have worked with him and you know, and just know some people. And, you know, when I did, you know, obviously do the background checking that I needed to, you know, there was, you know, one common theme that, you know, extremely professional, extremely prepared, extremely knowledgeable about the game, and, you know, and a guy that is, you know, very direct and one-on-one with, you know, with his people and his players. So, you know, that is a common theme, and I think once all of you get to, you know, to meet him and talk with him in person, you know, he is someone that, you know, does carry himself, you know, very well and has the confidence of 1,000 games at the National Hockey League level.
3 to 5 year rebuild, Kevin, do you think you're ahead of it, where you should be, or a little bit behind?
You know what, it's the number, again, you know, it ebbs and flows. You know, what I have to say that, you know, when you see where we're at today, did we envision that we would be in the position that we're in today? No. We envisioned that we would be, you know, certainly higher in the standings, but you know, again, there are some realities and that you have to deal with. You can't hide and say that, well, you know, blame everything on whatever. You know, you have to you know, look at things and deal with it as they are. So, with respect to you know, where you're at in the rebuilding situation, so many things come into play, and sometimes you need these hard doses of reality to you know, to really show that. You know, maybe you need to look at, you know, some other things more critically.
Was Paul's experience in like a hockey crazy market like Toronto a factor or a bonus for you, for him coming into this kind of scrutiny?
Well, I think that, you mean there's scrutiny here? you know, Paul is a professional, and he's a professional in so many different areas. But ultimately, what we're getting is what he brings to the dressing room. Like, that's the most important thing for us. You know, again, he is prepared in a lot of different areas, and he has been in some tough markets. And I think that will help him help the players. I think that'll help him help the staff. And you know, again, there's, you know, when you're in a market like ours that cares so deeply, you know, about the game and about the players and about, you know, all aspects of it, that does create some different levels of, you know, pressures or anxieties or, you know, different things for the players. Some players handle it extremely well. Some players, you know, don't. That's a fact of it. And that's a reality. And you know, like there's been numerous players over the course of time that have played, you know, well under fire, and there's some that haven't. And, you know, again, that is part of the evaluation process that, you know, the talents, all these players are very, very talented. And, you know, again, it's the confidence levels as well that need to, you know, be brought out. And, you know, sometimes when a player's confidence isn't there, you know, the talents just can't be brought out. So that's all part of coaching. That's all part of, you know, each individual player managing their own self. You know, that's why we have a mental skills coach, you know, on staff for different things like that. But again, going back to your question, it will be a positive, obviously, that he has been in a very tough market, and he'll be coming here to a market that cares very deeply.
What term of contract did you call?
Basically, you know, again, with the you know, the timing of everything, we've agreed to a contract till the end of the season right now. You know, we've agreed that you know, we'll continue to talk and you know, try and go. But the biggest thing for us was getting him in here. You know, you know, we don't have anything on paper. We have a handshake over the phone, and you know, we both you know, we're obviously he's flying in here you know, tonight and going in that fashion. He's you know, again, he's very passionate about getting here. You know, when we talked about, you know, what he would need, you know, basically it was like, you know, what time's the flight? And so again, you know, the future, there's a lot of things left to, you know, to unfold. We'll have some dialogue moving forward, you know, himself and ourselves here, but the task at hand is something that you know, we all wanted to get at very quickly here.
So what progress would you need to see the next one, the end of the season?
Well, I don't know if it's so much progress. I think it's just, you know, again, we did not have the ability to sit down, have an interview process together. We did not, you know, again, there's a lot of things that, compatibilities that go into this. And, you know, again, we anticipate, you know, to have a good relationship and continue to move forward here. But these are all things, again, that with a professional coach like Paul and you know, the importance of this position, you know, we all agree that it's important that we both make the right decisions moving forward here. And I think it speaks a lot to his confidence levels of what he can do to come in and take this under these terms right now, knowing that, you know, we'll continue to talk. And, you know, that's pretty much it.
When you took this job, did you expect, like, you know, changing the culture of this franchise to be as difficult or as entrenched as it has been?
Well, I think, again, changing the culture, and I talked about it when I did take it over, is that, you know, in order for change to happen, you have to, you know, keep on doing things that you know, people believe in and that, you know, will show results. So I think that, you know, again, you know, until we can start getting the results that we need out of this, you know, the culture change is extremely difficult. And, again, you don't just flip the switch and say change, you know, change culture. You know, again, sometimes, you know, different things will have to go along the way. But did I anticipate standing here today? No. You know, and certainly now we have to take, you know, a good hard look at, you know, where we've come from, but certainly where we need to go.
Can I just say, to clarify timeline with Claude? Was he told this morning in person?
Here? Yes. Yeah, so we had practice at the Iceplex today, but we reached out to the coaching staff this morning and had them come here to the MTS Center. I met personally with Claude and with Perry, and then we met with you know, the assistant coaches as well, that informed them of the various different decisions. I then drove over to the Iceplex and met with the players.
And you mentioned it was a brief meeting. How would you characterize the reaction?
Well, again, it's never, you know, it's never a fun, you know, fun time, obviously, I'm sure, for them, and as it was, you know, for me. We went late into the night last night with the different things that we talked about there, and it was a very early morning. But Claude was extremely professional. You know, again, we had a brief conversation about, you know, the actual decision and what went into the decision. We agreed that we would probably sit down in several days and kind of discuss it at greater length and you know, have a more open discussion when things weren't so, you know, raw and emotional. And Perry was the same way. Perry was, you know, very, very professional. And, you know, again, it's not fair. You know, there's no question about it. But, you know, it's a great game, and it's a lousy business sometimes.
There was a lot of intrigue going in last night Dustin Bufflin better at forward or defense?
Well, again, that's something obviously that we'll continue to talk about with the coaching staff. The player personnel side of it, obviously there's going to be lots of discussion and lots of opinions moving each way. I think that Paul's going to have some time here to evaluate where he thinks Dustin should play. It's not just about one person. It's not just about a system. It's not just about that. It's about getting this team to play well together and to get us moving in the right direction so that we can take the next step. Now, what that next step is, obviously, there's lots of discussion that's going to have to happen moving forward as to how we're going to move this roster ahead for the long term.
Okay.